Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Well, we jumped through quite a bit of phone calls and homeowner inquiries and questions last hour, and we're here again this hour to do exactly the same thing. If in this new year you're thinking about trying to tackle a project, give us a ring. Let's talk about it. Let us put our 45 years of Arizona home building and remodeling experience to work for you and see if there isn't something we can't give you in the way of a tip or a trick, a particular product name, or a particular tool to use to make it easier to get the job done if it's something you're trying to tackle yourself. You'd give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. And I'd like to take a minute and just recognize one of our Rosie Certified partners down in Tucson, Martin Lopez, owner of Omni Pool Builders and Design. He has been appointed and elected the new president of the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance Southern Arizona Chapter. Term starts January 1st. So congratulations, Martin. Great guy. Runs a fantastic pool operating company there, Omni Pool Builders and Design. Word has it they're very busy. Word has it everybody's very busy.
There's a contractor that's not busy. He's just not trying. Yeah. You don't have to try to be busy right now. Everybody's busy.
Well, last week we broadcast on Christmas Day, and we were talking a little bit, or the topic came up of what are we going to do with Christmas trees? And a question was asked about, hey, does Game and Fish still take the Christmas trees? And I said, no, they quit doing that. Well, someone was listening. And they busted my chops. So we're going to take the opportunity to bring in Mr. David Weedman, the Aquatic Habitat Program Manager for Arizona Game and Fish, and talk about what you are actually at a live event this very morning, correct?
That's correct, Rosie. I'm out here at Saguaro Lake right now at the moment at Butcher Jones Beach. We've got, I can see, about 35 or 40 volunteers here helping us put some Christmas trees into the lake to improve the fish habitat here at the world.
So how did y'all go about rounding up the Christmas trees? Are this just Christmas trees from employees in the agency?
No, we contacted the city of Mesa. They're one of the cities closest to Saguaro Lake, and got permission from them to collect trees from their local drop-off locations where city residents can take their used Christmas trees, drop them off. And we collected them from Mesa and brought them to our office, stored them there for a week or two, and are now transporting them out to Saguaro with several tons of cinder block to tie to them and sink them down into Saguaro Lake so the fish can hang around and do their fish thing.
Now, this was something I remember y'all doing for a long, long time. And then I thought it got replaced by more sophisticated PVC flex tubing, more sophisticated fish habitat structures.
Yeah, you're right. We did Christmas trees as an agency for a lot of years in the 80s and 90s. I don't know exactly when that kind of ended, probably around the late 90s. Didn't do much that I'm aware of throughout the 2000s or 2010s. We started doing it again in 2020 at Bartlett Lake. We put in a whole bunch of trees there and then did Saguaro Lake this last year, and we're doing some more Saguaro Lake this year because it's close to Phoenix. It's easy to get to and quick to get volunteers out here. But you're right, we also do some plastic structures called Georgia Cubes. We've been doing those for about 5 or 6 years, starting in Roosevelt Lake. But, you know, we're pretty innovative. We take advantage of resources where we can find them, especially when we can get them donated to us or get them for free to make fish habitat. And Christmas trees seemed like an obvious opportunity for us, and using city drop-off locations and donated trees from Home Depot and Lowe's that don't sell. We've got some trees from them as well.
We've
got close to 1,000 trees right,
okay,
right now.
I was going to ask you, I mean, are we talking 20 trees? Or are we talking 100 trees? Are you're planting, but you're sinking 1,000 Christmas trees. And do you break that down into quadrants, or is it going to one massive submerged island?
We did a sonar survey on the lake to find areas that were at the appropriate depth, about 20 to 25 feet, where it's fairly flat, and there was no structure on the bottom. You know, you can use sonar, you can see rocks and trees and other vertical structures sticking up off the bottom. We found areas where there wasn't much, and we wanted to improve those areas. So there are 12 sites at the lake. We're putting all these trees and the Georgia cubes that we've built in the past are at these same 12 locations. And we go to that GPS coordinate and just kind of drop these structures around them within 150, 200 feet of that GPS point. And we make that information available. Folks can look up on the maps.
That was my next question. Do I have to volunteer to help you to get the GPS? But you publish those GPS coordinates.
We do. If one were to just Google something like Saguaro Lake Fish Habitat or Bartlett Lake or Roosevelt Lake Fish Habitat, hopefully it's the top or the top three replies you'll get, answers you'll get, and find them. You can also go to the Game and Fish website and look up fish habitat.
Is there a particular fish that is more inclined to be found in these habitats than another?
A family of fish called centrarchids. They're the largemouth bass, the smallmouth bass, the bluegill, the crappie. They're mostly structure-loving fish. They like to hang around stuff. And those are the fish that we are trying to improve the habitat for, to provide locations where they can hide the structure that serves as ambush habitat, so they can hide and ambush their prey. It also serves as a forage base for small fish to feed, which, of course, provides the food that the big fish are going to hang around and eat. So, you know, it kind of starts from the bottom up, growing periphyton on the trees, and then little fish coming and eating periphyton, and big fish come to eat the little fish.
Well, thanks a million for the volunteers you've got out there at Butcher Jones just yet today. Now, y'all will be out there for the morning, or is this an all-day event?
All day up until about 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, okay. Or until we run out of the cinder block we've got on hand. We had, like I said, several tons worth of block here that we're tying to the trees to sink these trees. And if you can imagine, a dry Christmas tree floats pretty well by itself.
Yes,
so it takes
yeah.
a lot of weight to put it on the bottom.
Now, so y'all regularly have activities. You're looking for volunteers who are interested in learning something about the Arizona outdoors or the Arizona wildlife, or how could someone interested and having the time to want to volunteer with y'all, how would they get involved with y'all?
We have, the Game and Fish Department put together a new volunteer portal or a volunteer app that we as staff can log into, create an opportunity. For example, I would describe this activity, provide the dates and the times, and put it into this portal, this app. Public can go to our portal. They create a personal profile. They choose which different types of fields or areas or, you know, geographic areas or biological areas. Say they're interested in big game drinkers or water catchments. You know, they can choose that as a interest, or they can choose fish habitat as an interest. And then we as staff, as we create these opportunities, they will send out a notice or an email to anybody who's identified that as an area of interest. It will notify them that there's an opportunity coming up so they can go back in, register for the opportunity. Now they know the date, the time. We know who they are. They know who we are. We can communicate through this portal via email, and it helps us plan workload and staffing for these volunteer opportunities. And we love using volunteers because, you know, they're free. We don't have to spend our license dollars to get people out to do the work. If we can get volunteers to help us, they have an opportunity to interact with us. They have an opportunity to interact with the wildlife. They get to help us save money and do good things for our wildlife around the state.
So that's a volunteer portal you've built at azgfd.gov?
That's correct. I'm going to give you the website, and I think I got it right. But if I don't, if somebody were to Google Arizona Volunteer App or Arizona Volunteer Portal, I believe it's www.volunteer.azgfd.gov.
Oh, I think
volunteer. Correct.
I think that's brilliant. I mean, I just speaking from memory, you've got the black-footed ferret program up north. You've got barbed wire fence removal from some of the grasslands up on Anderson Mesa. You've got this fish mm-hmm. habitat thing. I mean, and there's actually bat counting evenings you can go on, as I recall.
Yep, bat counting evenings, some some bird walks where we do bird counts, like the Christmas bird count, or other opportunities to help us go out and identify birds in different parts around the state. You know, I don't even know how many different types of opportunities we might come up with to put in that portal.
I think it's great.
It is great.
Okay. Well, and rumor has it you're getting interested in eating more crawfish.
Yeah, you know, I'm an Arizona native. I didn't grow up eating crawfish. I know we have a bunch of them all over the state. They cause a lot of problems. Crawfish are not native to Arizona, but they've been introduced to a lot of our lakes, and there are various crawfish festivals around the state that I'm aware of, and I've never been to one. But my wife is from Louisiana. Met her 10 years ago, married her. We've been back to Louisiana to crawfish festivals. That's a long way to go to eat crawdad. So I'm looking for one around Arizona, looking for a good one.
Well, we held several and had a lot of good fun, that's for sure. I can remember Larry Riley from Arizona Game and Fish deliberately kept me from getting arrested when we did the first one at Willow Springs Lake in Tonto National Forest. Said, "What are you doing with all these people up here? They're parked on the freeway. You've got no J-Johns, no dumpsters. What are you doing?" Thank goodness Larry was there to take care of it.
Yeah, Larry was a good guy. I worked for Larry for years. I've known him for all of my 30 years with the department. Yeah, I'm glad he kept you out of trouble.
Oh, man, he bailed me out before I had to get toted away. Mr. David Weedman, and the title is specifically Aquatic Habitat Program Manager out at Saguaro Lake today with volunteers planting about 1,000 Christmas trees for the fish habitat. Just one volunteer opportunity you might consider. Get to Arizona Game and Fish and take a look at their volunteer portal. David, good luck on getting all those trees buried today or sunk today.
Thank you, sir. We'll need some luck. It's going well so far. It's a little cool and cloudy, but we're enjoying it.
All right. Hey, great. Thanks a million, man.